Hare Krishna. So in shloka number 4, Krishna spoke about very wonderful aspect of material energy or external energy. The 8 elements starting from earth and finally ended with false ego. Now after describing the material energy, now Krishna is going to describe about superior energy. Here he is going to talk about the living entities, that is all of us. So let's see that in shloka number 5. अपरेयम् इतस्त्वन्याम् प्रकृतिम् विद्धि मे पराम् जीवभूताम् महाबाहो येदम् धार्यते जगत्। सो कृष्ण इज सेइंग दैट अपर इयम् बिसाइड्स दीज व्हाट आई हैव डिस्क्राइब्ड दैट इज इन द प्रीवियस श्लोक द 8 एलिमेंट्स इतस्त्व अन्यम् प्रकृतिम् विद्धि मे पराम् ओ महाबाहो or the mighty armed one, Vidhime, please know that there is another superior energy of mine apart from the one which I have described before. And who are they? Jiva Bhuta, the living entities. Yedam Dharyate Jagat. What are these living entities doing? They are exploiting the material nature, the inferior energy of the Lord. So here, Krishna is talking about the superior energy. So previous shloka talked about the inferior energy. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. And obviously the other elements that we discussed. So these actually belong to the category of inferior energy of the Lord. And superior energy is the living entities. The spirit soul basically. So in this way we understand the superior energy is actually exploiting the inferior energy. So here it is given. The living entities who are exploiting these inferior energies for different purposes are the superior energy of the Supreme Lord, and it is due to this energy that the entire material world functions. So one point has to be understood very clearly, that matter cannot work by itself. Unfortunately, there are many so-called intelligent people who are trying to produce living entities from the matter. Not possible. Matter is always dead. Only when the living entity enters the matter or uses the matter becomes, matter is used. So by matter in itself cannot do anything. This is what has to be understood. So here it is given that the cosmic manifestation has no power to act unless it is moved by the superior energy, the living entities. But at the same time, one thing we have to understand is, even these living entities are not independent. They are exploiting the inferior energy, but then they are also controlled. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishthati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. Krishna is saying this in 18th chapter, that living entities, all the living entities are there, and I enter their hearts as Paramatma, and I am the one who controls all of them. So Krishna is the one who is controlling everyone. So inferior energy is exploited by the superior energy, that is living entities, and they are controlled by Krishna. So in this way we understand that they are not independent. And now there is another question, that why are they called a superior energy? Because the living entities are one with Krishna in quality. Krishna is Satchit Ananda, that is his form, Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And the part and parcel of Krishna, that is all of us, the living entities, also have the same quality, Sat, Chit and Ananda. We are eternal, the spirit soul is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And previously, in the previous videos, we have given this example of ocean and ocean water droplets. So ocean is salty and ocean water droplets are also salty. Similarly, Krishna is that spiritual whole. And we are his part and parcel. So he is that spiritual personality having the quality of Satchit Ananda, and we are also having that quality. So this is oneness and quality. But then a living entity can never become the whole, that is Krishna. We will always remain the part and parcel, and Krishna is that whole. We can never become the entire whole or the entire infinite personality. This point has to be very clear. A living entity, a jivatma, who is very, very chutku, very, very small, can never become Sindhu or ocean. We will always remain the drop, and Krishna is always the ocean. There is no question of drop becoming the ocean. So, in this way we understand that Krishna is the one who controls the living entities. Now, it is given here, while exploiting the gross and subtle inferior energy, the superior energy forgets his real spiritual mind and intelligence. This forgetfulness is due to the influence of matter upon the living entities. So, we are stuck here badly. We are stuck and we are thinking that we are enjoying here. We are not enjoying anything. We are suffering here, trying to lord it over material nature. We are trying to control the various aspects of this world, the material aspect of this world, and we are miserable by doing that particular thing. There is no personality in this entire creation, this material creation, who is very happy by being a controller. No. Because our position is of a servant. And when a servant tries to become the controller or boss, he's always in trouble. And that's what is happening to all of us. So this point is very clear that because of forgetting one's own identity, all these problems are arising. What is our identity? Jivaira Swarupa Hoi Krishnaira Nityadas. What is our Swarupa? What is our constitutional position? We are servant of Krishna. So here it is given that currently we are in illusion, and that is the reason we are thinking like that. But once we are free from illusion, we'll come back, we'll realize our constitutional position, and that is called as liberation. When we realize who we are actually, that is called as liberation. So here, very nicely it is said that therefore one may conclude that Gita confirms the living entity to be only one of the multi-energies of Krishna, and when this energy is freed from material contamination, it becomes fully Krishna conscious or liberated. So that's what we have been doing now. When we are practicing bhakti by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What's happening? The contamination is removed. And with time, by the mercy of Lord, by the mercy of Guru, what happens? The person realizes his constitutional position of being servant. And then when he starts practicing bhakti, he makes a lot of progress. And he actually attains the ultimate perfection. So this particular shloka tells us very clearly that we are exploiting the material nature, but then we are not independent. And at the same time, we can never become God. Max to max, we can become dog. We can never become God. This point is very clear from the shloka. We are always controlled, we are always dependent, but Krishna is the controller and Krishna is that person who is independent and who is the enjoyer. So after describing all this, now Krishna is going to describe about something higher. Now he's going to speak about Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of God, in the next two shlokas. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.